Good morning, I'm Nicola Ryan with COVID-19 Facts First. Queensland is creeping closer to being a COVID-free state with just 3 active cases. We're being urged to support local jobs and plan a local holiday. It comes as gyms prepare to open their doors today to more than 20 people. Strict social distancing guidelines will remain in place. Field sports will also be allowed. And many of us will be watching the clock for midday today or keen for some Friday knockoffs, with many large pubs across the Sunshine Coast to reopen their doors. Many were given a last-minute green light to host more than 20 patrons under a COVID-safe plan. The good news is allowing for more than 20 patrons in certain venues makes it more financially viable. Scott Armstrong will reopen the Baringa Tavern, Parklands and Brightwater Hotel today and says there are still many precautions in place.
You know, we've got to run by the rules there, so everybody's going to... unfortunately, we have to take everyone's names, contact names and addresses and phone numbers.
Overseas experts have warned the use of tear gas could actually be helping spread coronavirus. Pepper spray and tear gas has been used to subdue protesters in the US, but infectious disease experts have urged law enforcement to abandon the practice for health reasons. They say spraying people with the gas makes them cough or shout, which sends droplets from one person to another. Still on that, and police have praised the behaviour of close to 800 people who gathered at Cotton Tree late yesterday to protest peacefully and to hold a vigil to stand against the deaths of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in custody.
Black Lives Matter!
The stance following similar action across the world against racism.